You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Hey, Joshua Segafis here. On this podcast, I teach men and women how to increase their attraction, level up their dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. If you're sick of a dating or relationship life that sucks, stick around. This is exactly where you want to be. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua Segafis here. Listen, I just opened up my new Mastermind Tribe, an exclusive community where alpha-minded men and women can get the individualized coaching and guidance they need to truly level up their dating game and embrace the alpha mentality. Find it at joshuasegafis.com/mastermind tribe or check below. You should find a link in the comments. It's free for the first month. And if you believe in anything I say or talk about, this is the ultimate mastermind tribe for you. Go sign up. I'll see you there and we'll crush it together. Now let's get on to today's episode. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where we talk about how to be truly alpha, succeed at dating, relationships, fitness, business, and everything else that matters. I'm out walking today. I'm having a bit of an adventure. I call it an adventure. That sounds probably more exciting than it actually is, but it is an adventure. I left the office today. I decided to plan all of my work so that I could do it on the go, voice to texting articles, stopping in, at different places just to edit and to, do things on my laptop. And, I've been out walking for hours at this point, all over town, basically taking in that beautiful sunshine, that beautiful warm sunshine, and just experiencing life a little differently today. I planned this out yesterday, toward the evening. I looked at the weather, saw it was going to be beautiful, looked at my workload for the day, and I realized that I would be able to make it happen, and so I planned it out. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about the benefits of this, basically the benefits of choosing to have an adventure in your life, right? Our lives should be an adventure. We have an alpha mandate. We have a great responsibility to pursue what we believe is meaningful, to leave a lasting legacy of greatness, to pursue a purpose that's bigger than ourselves, and to impact the world, right? We want to make an impact. This is good for every single aspect of our lives. We should always be striving to become better every day, to make a bigger difference in the world. And within the scope of that great adventure, it's also important that we keep our sense of adventure alive. And this is an area that I have struggled with, because I can be especially prone to minimizing like anything that takes me outside of a very stringent, like efficient work environment. So for example, when left to my own devices, if I'm not careful, I'll forsake all adventure and I'll just stay in my office day in and day out, and I'll work, go to the gym and sleep, eat, repeat. This can have a negative impact on my life if I don't take responsibility for it and make sure that I'm having the kind of adventure in life that I need. And I have the same challenge with tribe building. Sometimes I'll tend to be tempted to neglect it so that I can get more done or whatever. But we have to live a well-rounded existence. We have to live a well-rounded life. We have to balance things out. And the negative side effects of not having some kind of adventure in your life are pretty big. Life can start to become a drudge. You start to lose your sense of virility and excitement. You can start to feel like every day is just blending into the next. You can feel like a dull, lifeless trudge, forward in time. And that's not the goal. That's not the goal at all. It's not even useful, because it starts to impact our efficiency, right? The key isn't to chase happiness. The key is to chase good things that matter, and then we'll experience some happiness while we do that. You're more likely, in fact, to experience happiness while you do that. So adventure is important. Now, today, me choosing to do this, you know, this little adventure, and it's just a little one, it's not a big deal, I'm not even driving anywhere. I just went out, I love to walk, I love the outside, I love the sunshine, I'm wearing my favorite shirt, I'm wearing my favorite shorts, I got my laptop in my backpack, I'm wearing my favorite sunglasses. It's just, man, I feel good, like I'm feeling physically fit, you know, I'm feeling energetic, my spirits are good. Today was a rare day where I had no meetings. Like, my docket was completely free of all meetings today. That very rarely happens these days. Even so, I could still take meetings sometimes if I'm out and about. For example, I've taken meetings while driving long distance, you know, on my, just, you know, hands-free on my phone. I've taken meetings while I was walking. That's a little more rare. You know, I try to be in my office for meetings in case I need to get any materials or if I need to send any resources, that kind of thing. But, you know, here's the thing. It can be done. We can find a way to have adventure, you know, without going crazy. Sometimes people think of adventure as like it has to be this big world-changing, like just, you know, reality-shattering experience. Like, for example, I watch travel YouTube videos sometimes, and there's one time I was watching this YouTube video of this couple who were traveling abroad, and they were in like Egypt or something, and they were literally like, they were like train hopping in Egypt out in the desert, and they were literally like in a coal train wearing, you know, like masks and goggles, and they had scarves wrapped around their necks and face, and they were literally like riding on these coal trains across the Sahara Desert or whatever. It was just incredible, the videography that they took. And I don't even remember what the video was. I don't even remember who the creator was. It's been a long time since I've watched it. But this video, seeing this, it just stirred something within me. I was like, this is amazing. Like, what these people are doing, like, imagine the memories. Like, imagine how much excitement and energy this experience must be creating. Like this is so crazy awesome. Now, am I going to go do that? I think that the odds of me train hopping on coal trains across the Sahara Desert is very low. I don't think that I'm going to probably do that in my lifetime. Now, do I want to see Egypt in my lifetime? Yes, absolutely. Do I want to see, you know, many faraway places? Yes, I would love to do that. Now, here's the thing. Right now, my business and my life, it's not ready. It's not set up. I'm choosing to prioritize my business over that kind of adventure, because what I want to do is build my business first, and then I have that foundational element of my life where I'm, you know, able to make money even if I'm remote. Now, I could do that with my writing. It's possible to do that with my freelance writing. However, I'm also doing a lot of extra work to build my business on top of that. So I work every day freelance writing. I also spend a great deal of time building my business. So that takes up a lot of time. If I travel, even if I work while I travel, I'm not going to get as much done. And so I choose not to do big stuff like that. I choose right now at this point in my life to stay, you know, I have a home base, I have my house, my kids are here, you know, in the city with me. They live with their mom, but, you know, I get to see them all the time. I have family here. You know, I have a nice house. I'm choosing to use this season of my life to renovate my house so that it's beautiful. Maybe when I'm a little older, after my house is all renovated, I will rent it out while I travel abroad. So I have that income too, right? But whatever it is, I'm going to travel. But here's the thing. Even though I can't do that big time adventure stuff right now, even though I'm in a season of my life where it works better to be rooted in this area, first of all, this is only temporary, right? And secondly, it's because I choose to do this. Like, I'm choosing my destiny. I'm not saying, oh, poor me, I don't get to travel, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm choosing my destiny. Like, I could make it work however I wanted it to work. I'm here because I want to be here. I'm working on my business the way I am because I want to do it that way. But there will come a day when I'll want to go and have bigger adventures out abroad. And I will do it, right? And I'll find a way to do it that works, that moves my life forward in a meaningful way. But just because I'm at a season of life where I'm living here and I'm living this way, it doesn't mean I can't have adventure. Because what is adventure? Fundamentally speaking, adventure is leaving your comfort zone to go out and discover or experience something new or different. This is what adventure is, right? Adventure takes us out of the ordinary, out of the frame of what we perceive as being normal and mundane, taking us into situations that are new, right? That bring about an element of discovery, you know, that invoke within us a feeling of excitement, of experimentation, of seeing new things, right? Of experiencing new things. It is the process of overcoming obstacles to get to, I guess you might call it the promised land, or the, you know, the hope that lies beyond, right? So today was my adventure was more about the journey than the destination. I went walking and I wanted that experience of just walking around and feeling the exercise, feeling the sun, just not being tied to my desk all day, right? But I did face, you know, some challenges. For example, voice to texting articles. It can get a little bit tiresome. You know, my mind can start to get kind of tired. I rattle off these blog posts really fast, but when I do them over and over and over, like I do blog post after blog post, you know, it starts to wear on me. So that's kind of an obstacle. And then, you know, my feet started to hurt a little bit. That's a bit of an obstacle. You know, I got kind of thirsty. It's an obstacle, right? Those aren't very big obstacles. You know, the bigger the adventure, the bigger the obstacles tend to be. So for a little adventure like this one today, it wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, what's the promised land? What's the payout? The payout is when I get my work done, but I also got to get my exercise, but I was also walking around and enjoying myself. It's like reaching that point of the day where I can be satisfied in knowing that my work is done. But then also, it was all upside because I got to also work out and I got to burn calories and I got to be out in the wind and the beautiful summer atmosphere and environment. So this is all upside. This is all a win, and that's the promised land for me today in this adventure I'm having. And why does it matter? Well, it creates a lot of happiness. That's one really good benefit. Like, I'm so happy today. I mean, I'm happy a lot, but, you know, some days they do blend together and I do a lot of the same things and I grind it out. And, you know, it can take a toll in the sense that it can start to make life feel a little bland, especially when I'm working a lot. So today, when I chose to take a break from the normal grind and I chose to do this, happiness is a very direct, positive benefit. And then another thing is that because of the way things lined up today, I was able to not only do great at work and do great work, but also I was able to get workout in at the same time. And that is a huge benefit. But another benefit was the benefit of discovery, like, and then feeling kind of the creativity that comes from that. When you discover new things and you experience new things, you tend to awaken kind of your inner creative. You it's like you tap into a mindset where you start to think about things in a different way. And this is why traveling is so good for mental health, because there's a lot of good that comes from stimulating that part of your brain or that part of your personality or whatever it is, right? I'm not a brain scientist. I just read about it and I try to apply the principles to my life for my, you know, my gain and benefit. But I was creatively stimulated today. I thought about some things that were good for my business. I was able to write some great blog posts that were probably better than they would have been because I was out and I was actually experiencing the world and such and such. And, you know, I also experienced some connectedness with myself, which is sort of my, you know, spirituality. When I say level up mind, body, spirit, spirituality is a tricky thing because at first glance, sometimes it doesn't feel like there are immediate benefits to leveling up spiritually. But traveling and or having an adventure and or experiencing new things, discovering things, exploration, these are experiences that can stimulate spirituality. And, you know, be they religious or be they, you know, more in the category of helping you to form a deeper connectedness to yourself. And for me, since I'm not really religious, that's my spiritual journey, is forming a deeper connectedness with myself, coming to understand myself better, and that kind of thing, right? I want to get to know myself better, and I want to line myself out better, right? And when I go on adventures like this, that has an immediately direct impact on my spiritual journey as a human. And the benefits of spirituality are mostly they bring you peace. You know, there's a sense of calmness that comes from spirituality. There's a sense of purpose that comes from it. For me, peace and calm are probably the primary benefits, because as I grow more connected to myself, I experience greater peace. And peace, boy, don't ever underestimate the value of peace or how grateful you should be for it, because life can be so filled with conflict and trouble that peace is such a huge blessing. Like, when we get it, we should be very grateful for it. Like today, I'm so grateful just for this peaceful walk I've been able to have in this adventure, being able to do my work, being able to live with, you know, in these last few hours without any real conflicts of any kind. Sometimes conflict happens, sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes we create it ourselves. Hopefully we don't. Hopefully we're living with the alpha mentality and we're creating an intentional destiny and we're staying out away from drama and we're behaving ourselves so that we don't create it. Sometimes we do create it because we're not perfect. Even I do that sometimes. I don't mean to, and it happens less and less, which is the purpose of self-growth, or at least one of the purposes for self-growth. Anyway, long story short, those are all some of the benefits that adventure gives me and that I've experienced today as a result of this. And so I guess the message that I want to leave you with is find a way to create some adventure for yourself, you know, either today or this week or maybe this month. And remember that adventure can be very elaborate and it can be big or it can be small, and it doesn't have to be this huge thing in order to qualify as an adventure. You might be thinking to yourself, you know, I'm so busy with work, I have so many obligations, you know, I'm working on things, or I'm trying to get ahead, I don't really have money or time or resources to go on a big proper adventure, you might be thinking to yourself. And if that is the kind of thing you're thinking to yourself, then I want you to stop and just realize that, you know, you don't have to have any of those things to have a proper adventure. If you can schedule yourself a few hours to go somewhere new, you know, to drive somewhere new, you could even drive just a half hour away somewhere, visit a new city or something, or a new part of your city, visit a new, you know, park, visit a trail and hike. You could go to a concert, even going to see a movie, even going to try out some new food, you know, just going to see the ocean, you know, whatever it is. Like, you know, I do believe that adventure requires us to leave our comfort zone. So sitting at home probably isn't going to give you the benefits you need from adventure. Like, I would much rather see you actually leave home, for this reason, you know, I think that adventure is better had in the real world, not online. So, for example, you can do new things online. You can apply for jobs. You can try to start a business. You can, you know, do things like this to expand your horizons in life. You can even have adventures doing things like playing video games. You know, I believe that a lot of humans find a sense of adventure in video games, and especially men, and that could be why so many men spend so much time playing video games, is because it does give them a sense of adventure. I used to play video games. I used to play a lot of role-playing games, and those games, they did inspire a lot of adventure, and they were, you know, usually you explore worlds and you fight monsters and you get involved in mysteries and you figure things out and you find treasure. And these things reward our brains with feel-good chemicals, right? And I'm not trying to discount the value that those things can offer. However, there comes a time when as humans, we have to make a determination about what's real. You know, and video games, I think, are like art. Like, enjoying them in a limited capacity in the same way that you would enjoy watching a movie sometimes, or that you would enjoy looking at a painting or listening to some music, this is a great thing. Like, I'm not trying to shit on video games to any extent. However, we have to make a determination about what's real in life, and we have to figure out how we're going to split up our time if we spend 4 hours playing video game, feeling a sense of adventure online. There's a question to be asked. Are we just synthesizing adventure in the video game as a substitute for the real thing? And if so, why are we doing it? You know, is the reason because we're afraid? Is it because we haven't made a plan to go have adventure in the real world? You know, that kind of thing. Are you having adequate adventures in the real world? If not, then could it be that maybe you should cut, you know, playing video games in half and dedicate half of that time to having real-world adventures? Because real-world adventures bring us into contact with real people, and they bring us to real places, and we see things with our real eyes, and we hear things, real sounds, and we do these things. Now, you know, if playing a video game invokes the same kinds of feelings, then there's a question to be asked of, well, what does the brain really know? What's real or not? Couldn't video games give you the same thing? And, you know, that's a good question, man. And to a point, you get to answer that for yourself. I'm not going to tell you what to think about that, but I'll tell you what I think. And here's what I think. I think that video games are so much fun because they are a very high-def simulation of real life. But what we're actually seeking for real is in the real world. For example, I could watch porn all day, right? But do I really want to do that? Or do I want to have an actual intimate experience with a real woman, right? I want to have experience with a real woman. Like, does that mean that porn has no place in our world? No, I don't think that. I think that porn can be another art form, and I think that it does kind of carry a lot of health, potential health risks, especially for men. I really believe that a lot of men watch way too much of it. I think that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that there's probably a parallel to be drawn between porn and erectile dysfunction in, like, young men, because we're seeing, like, an epidemic of erectile dysfunction in young men. I also think it has to do with men being overweight and a buildup of plaque in the arteries. I think that that has a lot to do with it too, but you put those two things together and that's a big deal, right? Just like sitting in a chair and playing a video game, they say sitting down is the new smoking. Like, it's a dangerous lifestyle habit that can cause negative effects long term. Just as dangerous as smoking, maybe, right? So for this reason, I say that video games are not the same as real life. And that, yes, we can enjoy them in limited quantities, but the truth of the matter is that we should be striving to prioritize adventure in the real world. Having real life adventures with real people, going real places, actually moving in real time, you know, walking with our own legs, seeing with our own eyes, you know, doing the best we can to experience the realness of the real world. Anyway, that pretty much concludes this episode. And go out and have an adventure, ladies and gentlemen. While you're embracing the alpha mentality, understand that there's an important need for adventure in our lives. It's something that we can't really replicate with anything else. And it's part of the balance of being truly alpha and experiencing the full breadth of the beneficial things that the world has to offer. And it would be such a shame and a waste not to have some adventures sometimes. So get out there and have some. I encourage you to do it. This is Josh Sagathis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasagathis.com. Catch you on the flip side.